Timmy's house adventures bears with two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Big Timmy's house, with Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, widdle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn and is covered in wife and poo.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House. Last time, the gang were trying to escape from the Orkin base, but they were accosted by some orcs, it looks like. I wonder what would happen. Would they be eaten? Would they be eaten alive? Who cares? We need to find Blumbo. There's more important things to do, and Blumbo is that thing. So, why don't we go and check out what's going on? See you at the end!
Wait, what did he say?
We got prisoners escaping.
Lee says, we're not prisoners. We're free men.
The big guy steps forward. The others will move into the light a bit more. Perturda, you can see, is with them now. As the orcs block off the corridor.
Lee's like, we haven't a quarrel with you. We're just passing through.
Look at these little rats scurrying around trying to find their way out. And now they've got nowhere to go. Yagak, what should I do with these prisoners? What to do indeed.
I tell you what you can do. You can let us go.
As Yagak steps forward, but the general keeping in front. Katerda stepping down as well.
Let you go. Now why would I want to let humans go?
This. And he pulls out the Reaper's Mark.
That's an arm. You want me to let you go because you've got an arm?
Do you know what this is? This is tainted flesh. And I've tainted all of your prisoners. You touch them, you'll be cursed as well.
Playing up to their superstitions?
Yeah.
Where is it? Bluff.
To be able to do this again. Perturda, go check this one out for me. See if he is cursed.
Perturda goes to step forward. As he passes Yagak, Yagak grabs him, his shoulder.
Remember, boy, if they are cursed, then that arm has to come off.
Perturda goes up towards you guys. Looking at you, keeping in character as if he doesn't know you. Looks back. Well, I'll keep him there in case you wanted to say anything to him. Or whisper anything.
He says, Lee says, we literally couldn't find any other. We can't find a way out. We're just trying to get out. And it's like, there's no, how the hell do we get out sort of thing. I don't know. I mean, what do you reckon, me today?
Looking at Yagak. And he knows that they can see that you're saying something to him. So he backhands Lee and then steps back towards Yagak.
This one ain't cursed. He just talks too much. That's just a burn on his arm. But I have an interesting idea that you might want to hear. here we go. Little Poe with his beautiful words. Come on then, amuse us. Well, we can obviously leave them here and then give them to Morgana like we do with all the prisoners. Or we could use them. We could send them to Peridot or to somewhere else as a message that no one is to mess with you. That no one should even dare think of coming down here. How is leaving them alive meant to send a message, Poe? Are you scared? What? Well, you're hiding up in this cave, keeping all these prisoners here. Not really. The boys demand blood. The boys are getting restless. What do you think they're going to think about when you decide not to send them off, to send a message to spread fear across the humans? You're nothing but a chicken.
With that, Yagak punches Poe in the stomach and then thumps him in the face, causing him to fall to the ground.
No one calls Yagak chicken. You do good to remember that, Poe. Unless I take your other arm off. You know what? Boy. You take some of these prisoners, and I'm leaving them in your hands. Make sure it's a good message. Otherwise, you won't be coming back.
And with that, they then walk past, they push Lee out the way.
Look at here, they got themselves a baby walk too. How cute.
It's with his massive hand, which just envelops your head. He very roughly scruffs your head. That it definitely hurts.
I hiss. Like, I love this.
They walk down.
They come to a load of people. Like, what the hell?
Poe, I'm pretty sure you don't need a lot of prisoners to send a message.
Poe coming down. Oh, you can intervene at any point. wish.
Milo says, you need as hang on. Milo says, what about multiple towns? You gotta send people out. Don't you know anything about intimidation?
Is that going to be diplomatic or?
Yeah, that's going to be diplomatic, but with an edge of a cutting edge. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Oh, baby walk can talk. How cute. Look at that, he's in costume too. Yagak, I understand the situation. Remember, they're in my charge. If I fail, then you have all right to kill me, don't you? And with more prisoners, the higher the chance of mistake. Ooh, I like the sound of that. Don't fail me.
All the prisoners stand right up against the wall in fear as they walk past, stopping in front of Giggles. Is there anything you wish to do or say?
Carry on.
Tanya gives them permission to go past.
Carry on.
They've got themselves an elf too. Oh, this will be interesting.
As I now have to try and separate them from this crowd of people.
Crowd of many, many people.
As they're walking down, this one orc at the back, stepping on the shoddy bit of wood, it breaks beneath him, causing him to plummet.
No! Bye.
For Warworld's sake, will someone repair that damn hole?
Right.
As they all head off.
Gosh. Thank you. Bye now.
Poe breathes a big sigh of relief. Kind of holding his stomach and then letting go to save face.
You're right. As Milo says that.
Have you guys not escaped yet?
We literally...
have no idea where we're going.
You encountered a wolf, a panther.
Yeah, a panther.
That sounds like Morgana's pet.
That explains why nobody battled an eyelid about it.
We got through that through the skin of our teeth.
Sorry that you had to suffer and that your brothers are forsaken and you. This is Lee saying that. Lee would say that.
Yeah, Lee would say that.
And Milo's like, your brothers are jerks.
Yeah, your brothers are jerks.
Because he's chaotic.
Without a response, he looks at Lee and with his one arm just gently pats him on the shoulder and begins to move forward back where he came.
Right.
Is this the way?
Come on, team.
He turns and nods at you.
Let's go! Let's get out of here.
We follow, bringing with us the
troop of people that we've thank goodnessly saved.
Yes, thank goodnessly.
Oh, look, I'm in the middle.
Amongst the people.
In the monks.
I can't really see the fog of war too much. Where has it stopped for you guys?
It stopped here.
There, okay. So for the listeners at home, that's just basically a barrier to for how much the players can see.
I like the fact that it's called the Fog of War.
It's like that. It's just the name used in all video games as well.
Oh, I just somehow got deselected.
Just concentrate on you two.
All right.
And then Dave has me, so.
I'm going to move him up. Paterda at this point turns and kind of signals to you guys to hold back a little bit where we are now.
Right. And I'm going to move Tanya
back.
To the back.
As you're approaching, you're also hearing the clangs of steel against steel, and it's starting to feel a bit warmer as you head down further down this corridor.
Oh,
do we need to go back into stealth mode, do we?
It's entirely up to you. Paterda heads down the corridor out of sight, and you hear aggressive barking and snarling. And then Paterda's voice.
Down, boy. Tony B.
That must be his
warg.
His warg.
Should we sneak forward, I guess?
Sneak forward a little bit, yeah.
We sort of signaled to wait, so I'm tempted to be like, I'll just sneak forward.
Yeah, as you sneak to about there, you see him kind of lean back a bit and then whistle in your direction, like a short, sharp whistle.
Okay. So I signal to Lee and...
Lee and everybody. I come forward.
And Paterda is frantically standing there with his arms up doing a Chris Pratt and is trying to shoo Lee back.
Oh.
No.
Lee steps back.
As the warg was very interested and is a bit restless as he sees all these walking mounds of meat.
Marlo says, do you need a hand?
No, I'm just going to keep going. Head up the stairs if need be.
Okay, is that straight ahead?
Straight ahead, there are some stairs. It's leading into a darker area, whereas the path below is brightly lit. Well, lit with torches.
Right, so I go...
So where are we going, sorry?
Doesn't matter, just go.
Okay.
Right, no, that's not helpful.
So should we go to the stairs?
Let's go to the stairs.
Okay.
If we're in the not-so-lit ones, it might not be where people tend to travel.
So Milo goes ahead just to sort of have a look and look, ski, and see.
Okay, up there where you are, you're seeing a bunch of like crates and wood and bric-a-brac all lying around everywhere, and there's like even a trunk at the top amongst it all, like a little container.
Shall we go have a look?
Seems to be a little dumping ground there.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Have a quick search for stuff. Get the people up here.
Yeah, let's get the people up here so they're out of the way. Oh, we lost one. We've lost one.
See if I can rotate them. Be easier. Ah, it's really awkward to grab the rotate button. It's like a little tiny dot. There we go.
It's a tiny dot.
There you go.
Nice.
They're in fine formation.
Fine
there.
Formation, yep.
Who's going to investigate it?
I'll investigate.
Okay. Get you to roll strength, as it's 20, a very crude, a very simple lock that's on it, and you manage to jimmy and break it free.
Right, nice.
Nice, nice, nice.
I get a sword called the Falcon Punch, and it, every time you swing it, a flaming eagle comes out, and it shoots the person into oblivion.
Nice, like it.
Alrighty. Within the chest, you find a few smashed bottles of stuff, which is clearly already soaked through the wood of the container.
Nice.
But there is one potion that is still intact.
Hooray! Potion!
I've always queried in when playing these games that how does everyone immediately know what these items are? So what I'm going to do, Giggles, seeing as you're the best for this.
Hooray!
Would you like to test your nature or arcana against this potion?
I would say arcana.
Okay, that's not bad. You know this to be a potion of mind reading.
Ooh.
When you drink this potion, you gain the effect of the Detect Thoughts spell. The potion's dense purple liquid has an Ovid cloud of pink floating in it. I will just Google what that spell does.
You can have that.
Gonna mind make people.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but we'll double check.
I can read people's minds.
For the duration, you can read the thoughts of certain creatures when you cast the spell or when you drink the potion. As your action on each turn until the spell ends, you can focus your mind on any one creature that you can see within 30 feet of you. If the creature you choose has an intelligence of 3 or lower or doesn't speak any language, the creature is unaffected. You initially learn the surface thoughts of the creature, what is most on its mind in the moment. As an action, you can either shift your attention to another creature's thoughts or attempt to probe deeper into the same creature's mind. If you probe deeper, the target must make a wisdom saving throw. If it fails, you gain insight into its reasoning, if any, its emotional state, and something that looms large in its mind, such as something it worries over, loves, or hates. If the wisdom save succeeds, the spell then ends. Either way, the target knows that you are probing its mind when you probe deeper. And unless you shift your attention to another creature's thoughts, the creature can use its action on its turn to make an intelligence check contested by your intelligence check. And if it succeeds, then it's able to end the spell, which it's a bit weird if he succeeds the wisdom, it ends anyway. I guess if it fails, then he knows that you're probing and he will try to stop it.
Yeah. Get out of my brain!
He'll just start thinking about
how long does it last?
J. Edgar Hoover. And then a giant J. Edgar Hoover or pair of destroyers.
Nice.
Now it's just repeating itself. It doesn't seem to say how long it lasts. I would say that maybe the potion would last like an hour, like in-game hour.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be like used. It doesn't have to be used in a fight. It can be used outside of.
Cool.
So we'll add that to your inventory.
Wait.
Put that there. Potion of mind reading.
These gonna sort of hang back at the back at the end of the thingy. Milo's gonna come forward.
I bet you just loops around, don't you?
Perturda disappearing out of sight and then reappearing.
Yeah, I bet you it loops around. Well, I'm gonna, do you wanna?
Hey, yep.
Perturda again stepping forward ahead of you guys in preparation. I'll reveal the whole area. It's brightly lit. As you come across a group of goblin blacksmiths, and they're all clanging away almost in some sort of rhythm, whereas at the moment one clangs and then raises his hammer, the other one then clangs, and likewise. They're kind of like in a trance making stuff, and then once in a while, if I can have my mouse back, they'll walk over to this little corridor, this little corner that's filled with all sorts of materials, and then they'll come back, put it in the furnace, and then begin clanging on their anvil again as they build more stuff. Around the room, you're seeing many shelves as well. You're seeing shelves all around with orcish weaponry, orcish armor. So it looks as though they are preparing for something. And amongst the materials, you're seeing like just chunks of metal, maybe broken barrels, bits of wood, all sorts in there.
Oh. Okay.
And they're all some of them are looking in your direction. They kind of stop what they're doing at first, and then they see Perturda scowling at them. And then they look at Perturda, look back at you, and then go back to their own work.
Okay. Let's slowly make our way through then, I'm guessing.
Well, I think he's going to say something to them.
He's just standing there.
Oh. So I guess we're going to go past.
It's almost like he's just waiting for them to do something.
We're sort of like, hang on, we're a bit spread out here, so I'm sort of trying to get it so we're like dotted through the people. We sort of like we all come together, sort of just file past them.
You see a path upwards and downwards.
Milo looks at Patera like for an indication at least.
He looks at you guys and literally just kind of he points, and it's his one arm is kind of pointing between them. Just going like forward.
Right, so Milo on his own goes up here and has a look. It's all going to loop back around.
It's all
going to
loop back around again.
All right, we all go up the top way. The goblin's like, why didn't they go to the bottom? It's quicker.
Let's have a look.
Jesus.
I'll just do this three times. All right. The prisoners are not interested in anything. They're just so focused on leaving with you guys.
Hooray!
Turda then walking past them, takes the bottom way, goes out of sight.
Yep.
Yep.
Of course. And we sort of join him in the middle.
Appears back in sight, and at that same time you're hearing barking again as he then quickly rushes off down this way.
Okay, we'll sort of wait here with the prisoners.
Okay, as you are walking past, you get a glimpse of what's behind the gate. Now, the light here is filling with a lot more natural light now. There's not really any torches lighting the path here. There are three orcs by the gates, and they kind of one of them kind of gently taps the other orc to grab his attention and points over to you guys. Another one's coming down to the bottom to see what all the noise is about. As you are peering down, I guess, round that corner, like Paterda is. You can see Paterda again doing another Chris Pratt and holding off another warg. The orcs go to say something, but then Paterda interrupts.
There's through. We're going to send a message to the humans not to mess with us. And promise you, after this, you'll get to see some blood.
With the sound of that, they're a bit confused as to what's going on, but they don't want to question him. And they head over to open the gates. The warg heads back as Paterda steps through.
No one touches the humans, or I'll be touching you. Down with my sword, Daze.
No, he's totally with his knife. With his pork sword. Is this a gate?
Yeah, that's a gate.
Yeah. So they've all stepped back. Both gates are now open, although this orc is now closing the bottom gate.
All right, so Milo goes through first and leads some of the prisoners.
Grab it. Thank you.
And then dotted throughout is Lee and Tanya. Lee and Giggles. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And let's walk out the door.
Yeah. As you're stepping up, an orc sees you, comes running forwards.
Prisoners escaping! Shut up, you stupid maggot. Deal with me.
As Paterda steps forward, pushing him back.
Oh my god, this is so intense. Even though we're not in any danger sort of thing. Right, so again, we sort of... Milo's just in the black there.
We're going past. Scarily right. Going past.
Got the rest. Okay. So I'm going to move people into the next bit. You're going to see why, obviously, with everything that you faced so far, you're going to see why you wanted Paterda to help you out here. And well, just
imagine we probably would
rotate.
Be dead.
Thank you. There we go.
We probably would be dead, to be perfectly honest.
It's like we're just watching the tokens just fly off the board. Like,
wee.
With Herbert there as well. He's just like, I'm out, boys. Peace.
Yep,
you
goodbye.
Step out of the cave, and the light of the sun seems brighter than normal, because that's probably because your eyes have been tuned to the darkness of this orc encampment. As your eyes refocus, you now step out into an orc camp directly outside the orc base.
Hooray!
There are three bubbling pots, or like two bubbling pots in the center, and one kind of spits with a roast on it rotating round. You're seeing goblin archers at the top of the entrance and dotted around on the mountains and amongst the trees. Orc tents everywhere. And you've also got the wooden spikes jutting out of the floor to guard the way.
Listen up, boys. We've got ourselves a little mission on hand, and I'm going to need a few of you to come with us. Now, which of you will it be? Oh, don't all of you queue up at once, will you?
The orcs are all there looking at each other, really confused. Some of them are like, do we go with them? I don't know if we want to. And they're seeing the mass of prisoners that are behind.
Living with a bunch of flipping cowards. All right, you lot. You, and you. You are going to guide these lot to Peridot. You hear me? And you're not to touch them. But if they stray from the path, well, can't really say if any will go missing at all. I'm sure Yagak won't mind. But you make sure they get to Peridot. We're going to send them a message, all right?
With that, he then turns back to you as some of the goblin archers band together. And this one, like, climbs down the mountain path, coming round, form a little team as they head out to the front. Baturda now talking to you guys a little bit more quietly, and more in a common tongue, because he knows that some of these orcs around here don't understand the common tongue.
Well, I'm sorry about the threat there, but we need to make sure that this all goes smoothly. Don't worry, as long as you stick to the path, you'll be fine. And I'm pretty sure you can handle those archers anyway. Now, they will lead you to Peridot. A friend of mine, Meryl, will be there. She's a priestess, an elf. You may have possibly heard of her on your travels. And I did actually tell you about her. I just remembered.
Yes, you did.
That's where we heard her.
I can't come with you. I have to stay here. I need to find out where this artifact is. I'm still certain there is one here. I feel like Yagak has it. But it's difficult getting close to it.
We did see Morgana disappear a prisoner. Could that be the artifact?
She is a spellcaster. She's some kind of shaman, witch. I don't know which one, but that's the type of experiments that I mentioned to you previously. That she's been taking these prisoners, I don't know where, to do God knows what. But whatever it is, it's not good.
Right.
Kind of glad that we've managed to get at least a lot of these out. I don't know how we've done it, but we've done it.
I know. Tell me about it. My heart's been racing for the last half an hour.
If you find Meryl, tell her where I am.
We will.
Stay safe,
friend.
Stay
safe. We'll be back.
I wish you all the best of luck.
And
remember,
you.
Don't stray from the path.
Okay. Yes, sir.
With that,
stay safe.
He He steps back and he kind of sees you all out and go.
Right, let's walk through the park to the exit. Come, folks, let's go.
Okay, and I'm now drag this to the world map. Feel free to zoom out a bit if you wish. Okay, so with your helmet and now looking at the world map, you're able to read this ancient language. You see your flipping helmet.
Yay!
Yay!
Good so you helmet. Can read that at the top. I'm at zoom 40%. At the very top, there should be large yellow words.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where the runes are. Now, some of these runes have been either written backwards or some of the letters are a little bit messed up. But you've deciphered, the helm has deciphered them as such. So one is saying Rayab.
Bear.
Yep, bear backwards. And then the another one saying willow, and another is saying peridot.
Which we did.
Right.
But there's a single letter.
Yeah, there is a single letter.
And that's just, is that, I don't even know what that is.
It's a letter.
It's a letter. Could be an O.
Could be an O.
I know.
Yeah.
Where's this single letter? Because it sounds like it shouldn't be there.
There.
It's just at the top, in between willow and peridot. Can you see it?
Nope.
Okay. Maybe it's just us.
Yep, don't see. You might be seeing just some odd little scribble that was there in the program to make the map. Don't know.
Maybe we zoomed out too much. Hang on.
So I'll put a token of just, I'll put Giggles down as where you are. So you're in the White Bear Woods by the Orc encampment.
So I'm assuming that's where the bear is. That's, these are locations, basically.
Yeah.
So peridot. I guess we've got to follow the goblins.
Follow the goblins. Yep.
The goblins move ahead, but they don't stop. They stop reasonably far ahead. They're keeping their distance away to try and make themselves still stealthy in case anyone comes by, or any guards or anything. And as they walk in, you're hearing the odd talking of amongst themselves, like, oh, why do we have to take these prisoners and send this message? Does it matter if they're alive? Ah, Paterda said not to touch them. I don't want to get on Paterda's bad side. Ah, you coward. As they continue walking, they then stop. I'm going to roll for a random encounter, if possible, if there is one. Nothing happens.
Hooray! We are just going to keep wandering, following...
As they're walking through fields now, they've left the White Bear Woods, they're walking through fields, and you're passing what looks to be like a mine, and you don't see any people around as you're walking past, so you're not sure if they're already inside doing their thing.
Can we just say, what's that mine called to the goblins?
No talking, more moving!
All right, calm down.
All right, calm down.
We're coming.
Cheese and crackers, eh?
I hate these humans. But only one of them is human. He's not even human. He half-breed. They're elf. They're tabaxi. What is tabaxi? I don't know. I think it's like baby walk.
With that, the goblins then guide you
towards this town that you are now approaching, but they're now hiding amongst the hills and stuff.
Thank you, cowardly goblins. Hopefully you will be eaten by bears on the way back. Or at least pissed on by cows.
Let's go to Peridot.
So we go into Peridot.
We have all our pits, all our friends with us as well. Hooray!
Alright.
Majority of everybody.
I can't believe we didn't immediately die.
I know. Christ almighty.
Well, who would have thought the gang would manage to escape from the Oak Mines unharmed? Well, mostly unharmed. And now I wonder what kind of adventures that they'll encounter in this new place. Maybe they'll find love. Maybe they'll find chocolate. All I'm hoping for is Blumbo, because I miss him more than words can even say. Anyway, thanks so much for joining Big Timmy's House Adventures, and stay tuned for the next episode. I'm sure you'll love it. Or your money back. I mean, if you paid money, of course. I'm assuming you haven't paid money. In fact, even if you have paid money, there's no money. Well, bye!